Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pistons with a news dump during the Red Wing game. I suppose there wasn't a Christmas break for them to put this news out during, so this is the next best thing. The release says, Weaver's back. ... for now.
General Manager Troy Weaver and the basketball staff will remain in their positions and current roles while the organization assesses where adjustments are needed. And so, okay, they're going to take some time. They're going to evaluate what was the last 5 months. What was the last 4 years? Like, now we're going to evaluate. Now we're going to see and assess the situation. The situation is awful.
I don't understand why this needed to be put in a press release.
Well, I mean, it's basically announcing the fact that they're going to hire somebody, a head of basketball operations.
Right, and that person is supposed to decide what happens to Troy Weaver. And Monty Williams, right? So why put out this press release? Unless you're bracing the fan base for the reality that Troy Weaver stays in the organization. I don't know how to explain this to people. Could you imagine a world where Bob Quinn stayed on for the Holmes-Campbell regime? No, absolutely not. Al Avila is going to stick around while Scott Harris tries to reset the ship. Absolutely not. There's no world where Weaver should have a job.
Not after the last 4 years. Like he's had enough time. Like, and I don't think anybody thought, well, within 4 years, we're heading to the NBA Finals, but we didn't think after 4 years we would be sitting and looking at, in retrospect, the worst season in franchise history.
So what's going to happen? Like, Weaver's going to stump for the guys he wants if he stays? He's going to have, not final say, but input? Who wants him to have any input right now?
Well, okay, so again, It is going to, I will read, and you can read into it whatever you want. The fact that he is still here, it, to me, is absurd. But General Manager Troy Weaver and the basketball staff will remain in their positions and current roles while the organization assesses where adjustments are needed. Obviously, I think we can all say where we think one of the adjustments is needed. And I don't understand what have they been doing since Tom Gores talked about in December, like, expect changes. Well, this is it. Like, where is, he doesn't have to rule with an iron fist, but use some common sense. It's not working.
Nobody else does this, right?
But what was he doing from December until now?
Well,
that's my question, is what was he doing? He makes that statement, so you've got to be at least a little bit aware. And then, so you had December, so let's give them, or the holidays. So you had January, February, March. You had 3 months to assess the situation as it continued to deteriorate. This is absurd to me.
It's clear that they, the Pistons, don't get it. Gore's initial statement was dropped the Friday going into Christmas weekend, hoping that it would get buried. What time did that press release come out last night? It was after 9 p.m. What do you think the city of Detroit was doing after 9 p.m.? They're watching the hockey game. That news release could have been put out at 11 a.m., noon, 1 o'clock, during the day. It's cowardly to put that out and try to kind of couch it. And
email was sent at 9:39 p.m.
What are we doing? And again, you don't even need to mention Weaver. You could say, we're hiring a guy. He's going to make decisions. You could say, we're firing Weaver, because nobody would do this way, where you'd keep the old decision maker and bring in someone above him to babysit him. Nobody would do that. No other team does that.
No, it's absurd to think that he would have any say.
Tom, you have something over there?
So I'm playing devil's advocate when I try to make this case for you, okay? Because I believe everything you guys are saying. I think he should have came down with the, I don't know, just wipe everything clean almost.
Right? Yeah.
We have an example in this city of this happening. It was when Dave Dombrowski was hired. They kept Randy Smith. and they kept Phil Garner. And my read on the situation at the time was that Randy Smith was still considered a very good talent evaluator. I laugh when I'm trying to say that. And Phil Garner's considered potentially still a good manager. And so the thought was is that Mr. Illich was like, hey, I'd like you to keep these guys here, part of the evaluation. It took Dave Dombrowski 6 games into the season to fire them both. And so maybe that's the situation here. You hire your president. He comes in. I will say this. If you read between the lines and the quotes from Gores, he said nothing's off the table.
Right.
If the president from this research firm of this team and Gores is trusting him to make the decisions, which it sounds like it is, they could still fire Weaver and or Williams. So you could keep them along lines. Because the thing is, again, laugh, chuckle, chuckle, Weaver is considered, his strength is scouting. So if he can be considered to be an asset under the president, yeah. Again, I'm okay. Laughing. But this actually played out the Tigers. And caution to you guys, it worked out.
Well, if you hire Dave Dombrowski, then this will work out. Like, breaking news, if they hire a good basketball guy to make picks and trades and assess guys, then it'll work out. I'm with you on that.
So if you give the president the full reign, like Mr. Illich did, and even though you keep those guys around, the whole thing worked out.
Well, they were
Dave Dombrowski built a World Series team.
I know. You said
the players couldn't get it done.
You said they were fired 6 games into the next season.
Right. It was laughable.
Yeah, that's my point. So, okay, you could read into the press release further that Tom Gores doesn't want to make the decision, right? He wants to hire a basketball guy to make a decision. He doesn't trust himself to evaluate what's good and bad in the organization, so he's going to hire a guy to do that. That's fine, but I don't think you need to be a Mensa member to identify that your general manager is a bozo and should be fired. That's frightening to me that the owner of the team is not sure with even that fact, does not feel confident in the fact that Weaver should go to the point where he has to trust someone else to make that decision. I think that's one thing where you don't need to be a basketball guru to identify that Troy Weaver's not good at being the general manager of this team.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. It just seems kind of like, I don't know, in general, we lack maybe a cutthroat mentality around here in doing these things. There's too much of a benefit of a doubt given to somebody or something.
Tom,
it's like
Tom, the Randy Smith example is more than 20 years old, right? Like we are talking roughly 20 years old. We are talking about everybody else does it the right way. When you find a guy incapable of doing his job, you bring someone else in and you fire him. You fire someone before you hire the new guy. That's how this always works.
This example, GMs always get more time, though. They do, and it's not in general in sports. They do. I mean, we've had Avila and Millen extensions. But this is par for the course for ownership in this town. I mean, all due respect, Mister, I didn't have the conies to do the same thing 20 years ago with Smith. Matt Millen got an extension. Al Avila got an extension. Why? This is some sort of trend in this town in general where they're giving general managers more rope than they deserve.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This to me is a statement of disrespect to the fans. It's abusive to the fans, saying, you know what, Tom Gores, I know better than you, even though I'm not here. I don't live here. I don't know much about basketball, but I know more than you, and I'm going to let you know that this is a guy that we can win with. We just need, 4 more years? Is that the chant we're starting? It's an election year. 4 more years. Let's go.
All I'm trying to say is if they get this decision right, this person that's going to be the lead operations, everything basketball wise, and it sounds like Gores is simply going to finance the team and own the team or whatever, if they get that right, this doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Tom, I agree with you, but to me, how it's handled is a red flag, right? The fact that the owner of the team isn't sure or isn't sold that Weaver isn't good enough at the job, that he's going to have somebody else come in and make that decision. Everyone with a brain knows Weaver hasn't done the job well enough. The idea that this is a deeply unserious organization, the way this has been handled.
Exactly. But all 3 teams other than the Lions are doing this. I mean, the Fords, they ended up firing Quinn and Patricia 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Wow. Guess who used to not do stuff like that? The Lions.
Yeah. Last word on this. Steve in White Lake, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
What's up?
Steve out of Heartland, but that's okay.
Good enough. What's up, bud?
This thing with the Pistons, to me, is a complete joke, and I do think we do have to talk about it a little bit, but not as much as some of the other sports. And the reason why is it all starts at the top with your owner and wise management decisions. And for me to think what I've heard that now Weaver's going to have to answer to somebody else, and then you got Monty Williams underneath there, it's like too many Chiefs and not enough Indians, and I just do not understand why Gore, unless he's just stubborn or whatever, why the GM is going to be there. I don't understand what his position is. Is he like a puppet or something? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Yeah. And I think we've tried to rationalize it, tried to give the benefit of the doubt probably too much. I mean, this is not how most teams are run. You fire the old guy before you bring in the new guy. You don't create some sort of, well, maybe they can both make it work, coexist, cooks in the kitchen thing.
And you know, if this hire is done right, all right, great. It could mean really good things for the Detroit Pistons and the fans of the NBA here, as well as Pistons fans. But the problem is, and the way that I'm perceiving it is, all right, I don't want to make these decisions. I don't want to fire anyone. So I'm going to bring somebody else in to do all that dirty work.
That'll be the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's a great point by you. 97.1